This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, May 14th, 2014. I'm Christina Thomas.
I'm Kyle Kellums. Walton Arts Center's Artisphere, Arkansas's Arts and Nature Festival, presents the Artisphere Celebration Friday evening beginning at 5:30 at Walton Arts Center. This opening event will celebrate the events of Artisphere. Live music and artists will be available. More information is available at artispherefestival.org.
KUAF is supported by Malco Theaters, offering birthday parties, special events, and group rates for individuals and businesses. More information available on the web at malco.com.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, many local businesses have received their starts as a mobile vendor before moving into a bricks-and-mortar location. A longtime Fayetteville store is doing the opposite now. We'll talk with Sydney of Sydney's Emporium.
And the cycle of Artisphere. Artworks of festivals past are removed to make way for the new. Plus, three things to know about the Peace Corps and more.
But first, only two of the five Arkansas counties that had been issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples continued to do so this morning as the state Supreme Court considers a request from the Attorney General for a stay while a judge's ruling is on appeal. Yesterday, Saline and Marion County stopped issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples, while Carroll County stopped on Monday. University of Arkansas Little Rock Bowen School of Law professor and Associate Dean Terry Biner says that's not surprising.
There's room for difference of opinion legally about whether or not to permit these licenses. Obviously, for the counties that were named in the complaint, or actually named at this point in the complaint, and still in the lawsuit, it makes sense for them to go ahead and issue the licenses. If I were their lawyer, I would tell them to go ahead and issue the licenses. But because there is no order saying they must, there is some leeway in the legal analysis about whether they have to do it or not.
Meanwhile, plaintiffs yesterday asked the Arkansas Supreme Court to reject efforts to suspend last week's ruling by Judge Chris Piazza, which struck down the state's 10-year-old ban on same-sex marriage. In a filing, attorneys argue the state hasn't shown irreparable harm would result if the judge's ruling stands while being appealed. Attorney General Dustin McDaniel says the matter should be resolved before marriages are allowed to continue.
Ben E. Keith Foods announced details yesterday about a $60 million investment, along with government support, to construct a new regional distribution headquarters in North Little Rock and add 74 jobs. Company officials announced the operations at two existing Central Arkansas facilities, along with all of their 260 employees, will be moved to a 300,000-square-foot facility in about a year and a half. Mike Roach, company president, said that without more than $4 million in state and federal funds, the company likely would have stayed in the state and even created a new facility, but not at the same scale.
We would have had to probably have a smaller facility that wouldn't necessarily meet the long-term needs of the marketplace and sustain the growth for our company. It would not have included an additional workforce. We would have constructed a facility that would have required current workforce that we have.
Company officials touted a federal grant for investing in energy infrastructure, like generators, as another key to the company's decision, in addition to an incentive for other businesses to locate in the area of Ben E. Keith's expansion.
Democratic gubernatorial hopeful Mike Ross has raised substantially more money in his campaign than potential Republican opponent Asa Hutchinson. That's according to Talk Business Arkansas, which says Ross, who is facing primary challenger Lynette Bryant, reported raising roughly $491,000 between April 1st and May 10th. At the end of that period, Ross had nearly $2 million cash on hand for both the primary and general elections. Asa Hutchinson, who faces primary opponent Curtis Coleman in the primary, reported raising $249,000 and having $893,000 on hand during the same time period. The amounts were reported in 10-day pre-election reports required to be filed in advance of the primary election day of Tuesday, May 20th.
Free legal assistance may be available for some affected by the April 27th storms and tornadoes in central Arkansas. According to the Federal Emergency Management Agency, free legal help is available for those survivors who need assistance but can't afford it. The program is for survivors in counties declared federal disaster areas, and types of legal assistance include help with insurance claims, replacing legal papers like wills, advice on disputes with landlords, counseling on mortgage foreclosure issues, and help with home repair contracts and contractors. To request legal assistance, disaster survivors are asked to call the toll-free line 844 844-7904.
The Fort Smith Regional Art Museum this summer will offer deals to military personnel and their families. According to the City Wire, the museum will participate in Blue Star Museums, a collaboration among the National Endowment of the Arts, Blue Star Families, the Department of Defense, and museums across the country. As part of the program, the Fort Smith RAM will offer half-price memberships to service members in all branches of the military, including active duty National Guard and Reserve personnel. More than 2,000 museums across the country are taking part in the program.
One of the leaders of the University of Arkansas School of Law is moving on. Stephen Shepard, Associate Dean of the Law School, has been named Dean of St. Mary's University School of Law, and he will begin the position at the beginning of June. He has been a member of the U of A faculty since 1999 and has served as a member of the graduate faculty in political science, the core faculty in public policy, and on advisory faculties for European studies and the King Fahd Center for Middle Eastern Studies.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals ended a four-game winning streak last night. That had been the longest winning streak so far this season. The Nats lost to the Travelers 4-3 in North Little Rock, putting the Nats now at 15-20 on the season. By the way, today's game at Dickey Stevens Park has been postponed because of rain. It will be made up as part of a doubleheader in North Little Rock on June 8th.
Partly cloudy skies this evening with overnight lows from 36 in northwest Arkansas to 44 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, Thursday, partly sunny with a slight chance of afternoon showers. Highs from 62 to 68 degrees. Tomorrow evening, partly cloudy with overnight lows from 37 to 45.